All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. John 3:16, God so loved the world that All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them say it again. What? Boom. All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them say it again. What? Boom.
celebrate Jesus this evening. Let's talk Jesus live here with yours truly, Pastor E. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we'll have a mixed panel of opinions, and we'll share Jesus through the world, through our testimonies, to go and make disciples through our lives, not telling you what to do, but how we can exemplify Jesus. It's no matter how sinful or how broken you are tonight, you may be listening saying, that's not me. I'm not there. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Let me go to the next level. Jesus is so excited about meeting you that he would be able to transform your life right now, and you can begin to talk like we talk, talking Jesus. It doesn't matter what you've been through, if it's an old sin, a new sin, or a sin in your mind. God can redeem you when you confess. He says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just and true to forgive all your unrighteousness. See, righteousness is a healthy lifestyle. And when you begin a healthy lifestyle, you now are following Jesus. And here's the most important thing about that. When you follow Jesus, it always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Now, I know all of our hands raised up right now because we all need him. And the moment I met him as my personal Lord and Savior, he immediately gave me the privilege to do the most important thing that any one of us can do, and that is tell someone about his love. He'll send people your way. He'll send you into different areas. But I tell you this, God will lead you as you lead people to Christ. God will guide you as you guide people to Christ. And it's our responsibility, family, to embrace the privilege to follow him. But remember, when you follow him, you deny yourself. You take up your cross daily and you follow him. You follow his great love. You follow his great word. You follow his great message. But most importantly, we are following his example that we can be just as he was, holy and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Come on, let's talk Jesus. Tonight, our subject, we're kicking back off a new season. Say new season. We all go through those times where we have to kind of, I was talking to someone today, and I want to be very transparent, is you know, a wilderness season is not always, and even in my case, is never instituted by the devil. I know we always say the devil is on my back. The devil is doing this. The devil is doing that. Well, I started to learn in relationship with Jesus and talking about Jesus that it's only I who can let him in. It's only I that can be affected by him. It is only I, no one else, that can now follow him instead of following Christ. See, that's my responsibility, just like it's yours. And in that responsibility, we have to see the different levels. Remember, I've always talked about this, is that it's not staying dormant with Jesus. It's going to different levels with Jesus. He has prepared a place for us, and we are now in preparation stage to prepare ourselves for the place that has been prepared for us. Our subject tonight is one we talked about many times and in different forms and in different topics or different messages. But the topic tonight is prayer like Jesus. I know 7 weeks ago we did praying like Jesus, showing how he took time in that stage. But to have a prayer, to be like prayer like Jesus, is to now have a lifestyle. We're going to talk about that, a lifestyle of prayer. What does the word say? What does the example say? And how can we discover tonight the differences? There's so many different ways to pray. We have special guests tonight that are going to be on board. In particular, Minister Sir Ryan Davis, our host for Exalted Jesus, is going to partner up with me on the beginning end of this broadcast. And then, as always, we want to open up the lines to all of our covenant partners to talk Jesus this evening. And let's talk about prayer. Now, in prayer, prayer is not just a thing, a place, or a issue. It is a, as I said, a lifestyle. Prayer must be what we do in all times. I mean, the Bible says to pray what? Without ceasing. There's also scriptures that say, rejoice always in prayer, pray continually. Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. See, we are in a position with prayer to know that is our communion with God, that we can commune with him in prayer. Now, you don't have to utter particular words or particular sounds, but you can have a prayer life that is now designed to relate with God. Oh, prayer is only for not me praying to you or you praying to me. Prayer is instituted for each and every one of us to have a personal one. Now, personal means one-on-one, a personal relationship with God, that we know him. Oh, glory to be to God, that we hear him, that we follow him, that we obey him, and that we are truly children of God. See, prayer now says I take time to, first of all, know what prayer is. Secondly, I know who to pray to. And thirdly, I know that when I pray to God, my prayers are answered, because it's no longer my will, but God's will to be done. Amen. So as we go, I want to pray before we get started. I want to bring in Minister Sir Ryan, and I know he may even have a prayer for us this evening as we get ready to kick off this series of prayer like Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the spirit of agreement. We thank you for prayer of the righteous men and women on tonight, that we are effectual and fervent, that we will now see the productivity of availing much in our prayers. That it's no longer our will, it's no longer our desire, it's no longer our agendas or our topics or our messages or our ministries, but it is all yours, that we pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we ask that your supernatural power transforms itself right now through prayer, not in the physical, but in the spiritual, that, Lord, we elevate to a better understanding, that we elevate to a better relationship, that we elevate to a better positioning in you to be found holy and acceptable, proven in your eyesight to say, Lord, you'll have your way. So tonight, Lord, speak through us. Lord, relate through us. Lord, commune through us, that we leave this place not the same. I decree and declare today that we all leave this place different than we came, changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds in prayer. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good evening, Minister Sir Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Our subject tonight is prayer like Jesus. Come on, give a shout out to our family listening tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank God for everyone listening. God bless you. First and foremost, may the Spirit of the Lord impress upon your heart right now as you listen. May he bless those that are hearing. We are called to bless. Hallelujah. So I just decree a blessing over each listener right now. Hallelujah. But thank you for this opportunity, man of God, to break the bread of the word of life today with you in partnership and with all those who are on the line. May God just be honored, glorified, and blessed through our obedient service unto him. And the topic of prayer is amazing, because that's the number one ministry that all believers, no matter who you are, can participate in and should participate in, not just when we come together, but daily we should participate in it, and not just daily, but on the hour. And I'll explain that later, but thank you for the invitation, and I'm just going to, you know, let you flow in whatever God gives, and when you're ready for me to just come on in and flow, I will.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming on board with such a short notice and of being obedient to the Holy Spirit this evening. Wow. And I'm going to be very, very, very short in this intro. We've already broken down on where we're trying to go with this. I'm going to bring out a couple of points. I want to bring you back in. I know Pastor Dwayne is online. I know Evangelist Virginia, Minister Terry. We have several others that I don't want to put under the bus yet, but those are covenant partners that I know want to get involved, and we'll definitely bring you back in. It's not going to be long at all. Watch this. I want to first share that in for some people don't even know what is prayer. You know, do we really have a clear understanding of what prayer is? And then some people may even know what prayer isn't. But first of all, prayer, it's as essential to knowing God, as growing spiritual, as breathing is to living and staying healthy. I want to say that again. Prayer is essential to knowing God and growing spiritually, as breathing. You know, it takes breath from us to live. We cannot live without breath. And it takes that breath for us to stay living and to stay healthy. But prayer is that essential to knowing God and growing spiritually. It's according to, watch this, not my will, but his will. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, as we study, as the disciples asked Jesus, teach us. And they only asked him one thing. The whole escapade, I like to call that, escapade with Jesus, was to teach them how to pray. Now, that prayer was not being able to command. That prayer wasn't anything mystical. It wasn't anything magical. That prayer was relationship, because it was true prayer, and it was aligned with the will of God. And we pray accordingly. Amen. Prayer is our connection to God. It's our elevation with the heavenlies. It connects us to the lines of communication that we can hear God clearly and know his will for our lives today. See, the word of God now is become personal to us, that as we read, let's say, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18, I think I mentioned some of this in the beginning, when it says, rejoice evermore, King James Version, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning, I'm going to put my name on it, me. See, in that place of prayer, there cannot be any depression. There cannot be any sadness. There cannot be anything that is contrary to the first beginning of rejoicing evermore. Because when we're rejoicing every more, I see now that we can now be in a mindset to pray without ceasing. I know that I can't command God, and neither can you. But I can communicate with God that I am now lining up with his will and not mine. Because Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, be careful for nothing. The NIV says, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. But you see, it took prayer. Prayer is not my will, it's his will. Supplication is me now allowing the altar to blossom and to now supply all of my needs according to what? His riches and glory, that now thanksgiving will now stand before God saying, my requests are known. Because whose requests are they? They're God's requests that we are now requesting unto him, because it's no longer our will, but his will be done. And the peace of God, this is still Philippians 4, 6, this is verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall, remember that promise, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I know we talk about this differential of let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But we also explain to you that the heart is not the heart in your body, but the heart in your mind. Because as a man thinketh, Proverbs 23 and 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we know that as we think in our mind, I've never thought with my heart. That's I think all of our covenant partners are knowing that already. But we think in our brains. But he shall keep our hearts, our minds. But don't you know there's a difference between your heart and your mind? The heart of the mind is the consciousness of God. The mind is the mind of this world. That we are now in the process of battling to take back what the enemy has stole. Oh, yes, I used to think this way, but no longer do I think that way, because my thoughts have not been conformed to the world anymore, but transformed by the renewing of my mind, Romans 12 and 2. that 1 John 5:14 comes in. And now I'm going to that level. And it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. See, prayer is about God at all times. It never involves you. It never involves your needs and your physical wants and the things that you could say will make you happy. But it involves the things that say, God, I want you to be happy. Oh, I want to put you first because you put me first. I want to allow myself to die that you may live. That happens in prayer, and we must stay confident that when we approach God, oh, yes, that anything we ask, because we're not coming on our own accord, we're coming on his accord. That's the dynamics of the Portion Room here on the Now Network. The Portion Room doesn't have anybody's name on it. It just says, I want to give freely to anyone who is in need. But we stay confident that as I give, it is being received. Hallelujah. Because I know that as I devote myself, Colossians 4:2, devote myself, yourselves to prayer, being watchful and being thankful. King James says, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. See, you have to know that you know that you know that when you pray, because of your prayer life, it is according to the will of God. I don't have to worry if you're going to be blessed because of my prayers for you, because I know my prayers are only in agreement with the word of God, that God wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. But a lot of us are still in the world's way of thinking instead of being in the heart of the mind and saying, oh, yes, your will. Every move, every step, every decision. See, that's a prayer lifestyle. Some people say, how can you? You say, that's, you know, what's the word says? Pray without ceasing. Some people say, how can I do that? Well, you must first have a prayer life. And a prayer life is a constant communication with God at all times. And I can be, I can be having a conversation with you and still in the presence of God, because I'm asking his will to come out, not my will. And I need his thoughts. I need his designs. I need his purposes to come out of my thinking when I die of mine. That's prayer. That's allowing God to move. Because, you know, Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say unto you, whatever things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. See, a lot of us are praying. We don't even believe. But when you know you're praying for God's will, how else can you not believe when God has finished the work? That's what's so dynamic about the God we serve. It's not a new thing going on. It's not a new revelation. It's not a new vision, a new miracle. It's everything God has done has been complete. Can't add to it or take it away. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. That's verse 16. But read the whole chapter. Learn about time in God. Because you know you can't just pray. You got to believe. And when you believe, you got to receive. And then you shall have them. But see, we look on the outside and expect our prayers to manifest through the heavens. You know, we say blessings go up. Prayers go up, praises go up, honor goes up, and blessings are just supposed to fall down, cars and houses. Oh, no. You looking for the blessings of your spirit in your mind. And then you know that you know that you know that you know whatever things, soever ye desire, because it's no longer your desire. See, there's a difference between a will and a desire. Oh, Jesus. See, will is standard. And a lot of us try to make our will standard. I'm only do it this way. I'll only say it that way. No. See, the will of God must be first and foremost, that everything else will fall into line. My desires, oh, hallelujah, my belief systems. Because you cannot receive it until you believe it. But a lot of us are trying to achieve it before we ever knew how prayer is so important in us receiving what thus saith the Lord.
Jeremiah 29:20 says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. I'm not knocking prayer partners. I'm not prayer chains. But until I learn about having a prayer life individually, I'm waiting on you to pray for me for something to happen, or you're waiting on me to pray for you for something to happen, instead of knowing that if I pray for myself and you, we are in agreement. And the prayer of agreement, we start to see some things happen. Because we are in total agreement of not our will, but the will of God. Romans 12:12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually instant in prayer. What is instant? When? Oh, you got a problem? Pray. Got a situation? Pray. Got an adversary? Pray. And you know now I got a lifestyle. I'm not having to go to the throne. I'm on the throne. I am the throne. And my lifestyle of prayer is now established. Because I know who to go to. Jesus. And I know. It's not about being vain, about vainness and selfish. Because Matthew 6:7 says, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know, we could talk a lot of. But is or are your sounds, that sound, being heard by God? Hallelujah. I know we talk about tongues and people want to know about this. Well, tongues, do you know that it is a hid-away language that no one understands but God? Oh, yes, they're interpreters. Come on in. But for me, in my house, I speak in tongues, so I don't want you to know and nobody else, especially any adversary hanging on the outside trying to burden my prayer. And I know this, when I utter in the ministry of tongues, I don't even know what I'm saying. Ooh, that got somebody there. But I know one thing, it's not my will, but it's the will of God. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to utter through me, to make moans and to make intercessions through me. Use me as your communication piece that God can hear me clearly to his desire being in my life, that prayer life. And knowing that as I go to the different stages of prayer. Oh, yes, I know there's a prayer of faith. I know there's a prayer of agreement. I know there's a prayer of request. There's a prayer of thanksgiving. There's a prayer of worship. There's a prayer of consecration. There's a prayer of intercession. There's many prayers. But are you the prayer? My God. Because everything I've learned about the Jesus that we serve is that he was a walking prayer. Not one time, not one situation, not one instant did he not go before the Father in prayer before he ever manifested any miracle, any healing, any transformation, any raising of the dead. He went to the Father and said, not my will, but your will be done. That's it for me. Let's talk Jesus. Somebody else, I'm opening it up for Minister Sir Ryan. This is your time. I'm going to release it to you. But come on. Prayer like Jesus. Anybody else get ready? I'll get you on board, Minister Pastor Dwayne. You're next.